This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. Major development nearly 7 months into the search for missing Chula Vista mother Maya Miliente. Police have now named her husband a person of interest. Police department didn't offer any other new information, citing the sensitivity and integrity of the investigation. Maya was first reported missing in early January. Maya's sister says she's not surprised to hear that Larry has been named a person of interest, but she adds this still doesn't give them the answers that they're looking for. Well, a major milestone in the construction of the Midcoast Trolley Project today. Workers will pour the final batch of concrete on the top level of a parking structure. And what remains after that, they are just in the final touches now. Local leaders believe this transit system will make it much easier for San Diegans, especially those who have to travel from our southern county areas. SanDeg's goal is to finish the trolley station and open it by mid-November. Tokyo Olympics are officially underway after a one-year delay because of the pandemic. The opening ceremonies happened at the Olympic Stadium today. Ceremony marks the official start of the games. There had been a lot of uncertainty leading up to the games because of COVID-19. Officials say about 100 people tied to the games, including athletes, have tested positive for COVID-19. Games are going on without spectators and feature 6 new sports, including skateboarding, which is very cool. We're represented here locally with that. Megan.
Yeah, very exciting. The girl from Encinitas. All right, let's show you the temperatures we're going to see this afternoon. Pretty comfortable. 70s and 80s for most of the county, and the far east county to the desert area is not quite as muggy as it has been as that monsoon flow weakens. Just a very slim chance for a shower or thunderstorm near mountains today. Nothing like what we saw yesterday. However, that changes this weekend. Monsoon clouds are going to be building in. Plenty of clouds into the weekend, though. Temperatures a little cooler. Temperatures actually a little bit below average through the weekend. And expecting to see more showers and thunderstorms overnight Saturday through Monday. Peak activity at this point looks like it's going to be Sunday morning. That goes for anywhere in the county. So the coast, inland, mountain, or desert areas. However, the mountains will be favored where we could see localized flash flooding, hail, lightning, and quite a bit of heavy rain. Drier weather, at least for parts of the county away from the coastline, will move in Tuesday through Thursday next week. Jim?
Look forward to that. Megan, thank you very much. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.